Welcome to the Just Being Honest podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Just Being Honest with your host, me, Eric Cristiano. What's going on, everybody? How are you? How's your day? What's going on? Did you do something nice for your mother? For your mother? Your mothers are important. People who don't have mothers anymore understand how severe it is to cherish all the moms out there, you know? So I got my mom a card, some flowers. No, I'm lying on the flowers. I didn't get her flowers. I normally try to, but your boy's a little broke. So I got her a nice card, and we're both degenerates, so I got her a bunch of scratch-offs. So, anyways, a couple of things I wanted to talk about this week, episode 15. People, we're at 15. I don't know if that means anything. I'm drinking a beer right now. I picked up what's called I'm on a little bit of a beer kick. Not a lot, you know, like literally, like I'll drink a beer, not every night. I'll drink once a week. I don't know. I'll literally have a beer on Saturday or something like that. But it's Sunday. Whatever. Don't judge. Fucking judge me. So yeah, a couple things I want to talk about is that most people expect me to talk about politics. I don't know. News. Shit like that. You know, thinking that this is going to be some type of informational podcast. Oh, you're solely wrong, my friends. You are completely wrong. This is an escape from your reality for 30 or so minutes. That's how I look at it. It's a little adventure, a little journey, and you're hanging out with me. You're chilling with your boy. All right? So now, if you want to ask me any questions, if you want to, if you want to, hold on. I got some eyeball. Oh my god. All right, yeah. If you want to ask me any questions, you want to talk about any topics, email in justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Very simple. justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Calm. Try to echo that one out. Excuse me. So yeah. This isn't for people who want to get your fucking news. If you want to get your news, turn on Fox, turn on CNN, and hang out with those fuckers for an hour or two. I don't give a shit. Watch news all day long. You want to escape reality? You want to talk about nonsense? You want to talk about topics that don't mean shit? Boom, you're in the right place. Oh, shit. I'm in a good mood, as you could tell. So yeah, this is the escape for 30 or so minutes. You know what I mean? You'd be hanging out with me, you'd be bullshitting with me. And if you write in, I'm telling you, man, topics gonna be pouring in. I wanted to do like a Facebook thing where because I gotta get a Facebook page set up like immediately. So what I wanted to do was let people know, like, all right, 6 o'clock. Is when I'll be recording, you know, on Monday, 6 o'clock. I figure everybody will be out of work by then. Well, you know, 6, 7, whatever. I'll make a post, okay, about to start the podcast, and then I'll just, you know, wait for people to write in topics. And I'll just talk about them as I go. Yeah, no? For sure. Shit. I got some in my eyeball again. Ah. But, hang on. Coffee. I'm having coffee and beer. Is that a weird combo? The beer makes you a little sleepy, and the coffee's perking me up. Bing, bang, boom. All right, hold on. Okay. All right, now, off to another topic. right. I mentioned how I was going to talk about this on Facebook. So if you follow me on Facebook, this is what you were expecting. I find it absolutely fucking crazy how many people check in on Facebook to a bar, to a concert. Like, all right, it's just fucking say you're going there. You don't have to fucking check in. It's cool. All right, you've seen a band. Awesome. Congratulations. Nah, I'm only messing with you. You know, obviously, going out and seeing bands is cool. But like I said, checking in is really stupid. It's all about my whole point is don't check in. If I was a psychopath, I can come find you at your concert, at your bar, and I could slice your goddamn throat. No, but I mean, seriously, get into the mind of a crazy person. Like, dude, there are literally certain people that I follow on Facebook that I know where they are almost 24/7 hours a day, even to the point when they say goodnight. Now I know you're home. Now I know you're home. I can come into your window and I could smother you with a fucking pillow. So it's just stop checking in. It's ridiculous. It's unnecessary, and it's dangerous. What about ex-boyfriends? Because I especially girls, like, they don't like to delete their boyfriends or something like that. But, like, no, I block all my ex-girlfriends. Most of them, I block them. I don't need to fucking hear them anymore. I don't need to see their posting their bullshit with their guys. And meanwhile, the shit I've done with them, it's, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't need to deal with it. So that's another one. It just shocks me. And also, if you're telling everybody that you're out and you're at a concert or seeing a band or whatever the fuck it is, or seeing, you know, fucking Jay-Z, and a person who somewhat knows you, oh, great, they live alone. They're at this band or this concert or this event or dinner. Like I was saying, dinner with Bay, which is so goddamn stupid and corny. I hate when anybody says that. I now can come into your house and rob you blind because I know you're not at home. I know you live alone. And I know now you're out with your girlfriend. And you're going to come home to a completely robbed house because you checked in like a dumbass. I don't know why. It shocks me that people still do this. Okay. I got my point out, right? You get it. Don't fucking check in. It's so stupid. You can get robbed or killed. How it hasn't happened is beyond me. It probably has, especially Robins. I'm sure Robins, is that even a word? Especially being robbed. Yeah. Another thing I wanted to do was talk about fucking, I don't know what it is about Facebook. It's such an easy target for me to shit all over Facebook. But there are certain people on Facebook that, oh man, it doesn't sound really mean, but I literally don't care about their lives, if that means anything, if that makes any sense. Like, so many people having kids and this and that, it's like, yo, I don't give a fuck, I'm sorry. Congratulations, actually. Aside from everything, I promise you this is not directed towards you, but my boy Richie and Tia, congratulations. They had their baby today, I think. Oh, yeah, yesterday. On Mother's Day, which is awesome. So that's pretty cool. So congratulations to them. This is not them. Obviously, Richie's my boy. And, of course, you know, Tia and him are connected. Tia, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say you're my boy. You know what I mean? I barely know you. But Richie's my boy. Anyways. Gee, yeah, there's so many people that post all their shit on Facebook, and it's like, you know what's funny? They'll get one like or two likes. Not that likes mean anything, because I'll post something. I can give a shit less if I get zero likes, to be honest with you. But some people care about those likes. It is shocking. It's also shocking how a girl will post a picture and get 168 likes, and she's doesn't even look good. It's just her hair's maybe a drop wet. I'll post a picture in a goddamn tuxedo. I'll get like four likes. What the fuck is that all about? Am I not handsome enough? You sons of bitches. Maybe that's why I do a podcast, so you can't see my goddamn face. You can only hear my voice. Wait till I start YouTube. I'm going to start doing YouTube channels. I want to record this show. I might even record it for Facebook. Because now I think you could do fucking shit on Facebook as in, I think you could do live stuff on Facebook. Ah, that's a little weird, though. But if anything I do correct. As in, if I'm going to videotape myself, I'm not going to use my goddamn cell phone. I'm not going to use a shitty computer camera. I'm going to use a real deal camera that I spent a good amount of money on. Yeah. Because it's not going to look whack. I was thinking about buying a green screen. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You can make one. You can make one cheap. Hang on. You can make a cheap green screen. I mean, honestly, all you need is what's it called? Son of a bitch. Where am I? Oh, yeah, there. All you need is like a green sheet, actually, honestly. But it has to. You can't have any light coming through the back of it. I forget how it's. I seen this video on YouTube how it sets it up, and you really can't have any creases in. I seen this other kid make one. It was really funny, actually. I felt kind of bad for him because it was maybe something a little off on him, and essentially he was using like those dry erase boards, but a big one, you know, like a big wheelie one, almost for like a college type of one. Or just a regular public school, you know, dry erase board. And he took construction paper. He took green pieces of construction paper and he taped it to the what's it called? Blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, I cannot think. My brain is not working. Oh, he just taped it to the dry erase board. But when he was showing the effects, it looked really bad. Like, you could see, like, the bottom right-hand side was breaking apart and crackling because you could see through it. It just wasn't reading it right. Whether it was not taped properly, there was a wrinkle in it. So you got to do it legit. Because I was thinking about doing the only green screen essentially the only reason why I would want a green screen is for effects, obviously. But I don't need one. If I'm gonna have a setup and it's gonna be videotaped, I want to do it Howard Stern style, where it's still gonna be podcast. There's still gonna be a microphone in my face, almost like what are those assholes? Shit. I'm biting my microphone. What is that called? Oh my god. The Breakfast Club. You know what I'm talking about? The Breakfast Club. With Charlemagne the God. that dumbass who got beat up over Little Kim, like a dumbass. Yeah. Similar to their type of setup where it's, but I'm not going to have somebody holding the camera, you know, viewing it. Essentially, I would probably set up two cameras, one at me, or maybe three. Two at me from two different angles. And then one at me and a guest. And also that one that's at me and the guest would be also pointing at the guest. You know what I'm saying? So I could flip. So when I'm editing at the end of it real quick, I could just edit where I'm looking at. So those are just little ideas I want to do. Just little upcoming events that I'm giving you guys a heads up to. So, yeah, now... It's official, people. It is official. I'm moving out. I'm moving in with my two friends, Katie and Gretchen. Don't raise your fucking eyebrows. Don't roll your eyes. It's two chicks. Get over it. It's not corny. We're grown-ups. We're adults. Cut it out. Stop thinking that dirty shit that I've been hearing from people. I'm not going to be banging these girls. They're my friends. Cut it out. We're three adults, and... we get each other. We're very different appearance-wise, as in, like, they're, like, kind of, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe myself, yet alone, Jesus Christ, I can't talk, to describe someone else. I guess, like, gothic sort of hipsters, but hearts of gold. Literally, these girls are such sweethearts that I want my friends that I've known for years to meet them. My friend Nicole, I need her to come by. I want her to meet them because I could see them getting along really well. But yeah, my other friend that is always, well, their friend that I met through them. Oh my God, that sounds so confusing. Cassie, how are you? She might tune in. I don't know. But she's going to be at the house all the time. I'm good friends with her. She's cool. So, but it's official now. It is official. I'm moving in. I'll be in on the 26th or the 27th. I'm thinking 27th, which will be Saturday. Saturday of this month. So technically, you know, if you want to say it, officially I'll be in June 1st is official. But realistically, I'll probably be in there around the 27th. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be really fun. It was funny. Yesterday, I went there, and they were making a shepherd's pie. My friend Gretchen, she was making a shepherd's pie. Holy shit, she swapped out the regular potatoes for a sweet potato. And my God, the difference. It was so freaking good. Yeah. So it was funny, because she made that. Then Katie was making what's it called dessert, and I was washing dishes from the dinner, and I think it was Gretchen's like childhood friend was there, and she was funny. She was like, it's so cute, look at you guys, like, you know, we're like a little family. So I was doing the dishes, she made the dinner, Katie was doing the dessert. It's a good setup. The house is really big. The backyard is fucking huge. They said I could have full access to the attic if I want. So if I was I was debating, because there's an office downstairs which I could use, of course, which I might just use just to. I don't need privacy, but I also don't want to be in their way. So I guess it's gonna have to be when I get there. We'll figure it out, type of deal. So the last story I want to talk about today, hold on one second. Sorry. Okay. A little funny story for you. How, I ended up in a clubhouse a couple of years ago. Now, if anybody doesn't know what a clubhouse is, or it's like an MC, clubhouse. So a motorcycle clubhouse. I'm obviously not going to say the name of the motorcycle club. I'm not going to say their name. But long story short, this was during, it's a little cheesy, it's going to sound a little corny, but it was during like when I was super, super, super duper involved in Sons of Anarchy. So I was like, you know what? I was like, let me see if I can get a car club going. Me and my boys, we have SRT8s. There's three of us with SRT8s. So my other friend has an Audi. We have all, you know, fairly nice cars. So I was like, let's see if I can get to, you know, get a car club together. So I go. Can you hear Samson in the background? The moment I whistle, he shuts up. Anyways. Okay, so I go, right? Is the whole story. I'll give you a detail by detail, right? It's pretty funny. So I get there. So, all right, how I knew that President was because of my friend that I've known since I was like 2 years old, Vinny. I've known this dude literally since I was like 2 years old, probably. He was my brother's friend, but then it's evolved into obviously him just being a part of the family, essentially. So, his brother-in-law is the president of the club. So I go to meet with this guy to discuss and figure out how this even works. Right. So we drive, we go out there. I'm not going to disclose where the hell they are either. That's another thing. Cause when I pulled up, there was cameras all over the building. It was pretty funny. It's a wild experience. All right. So I pull in to this shady looking driveway. So it's yeah, it was like a pebble, like a, like kind of like a rock path, driveway type of deal. But it was like industrial area of where I live. So we park. I'm going to open up the door. There was a prospect there. Now everybody knows what a prospect is, right? You prospect for a year or a couple months, whatever it is. And then they let you actually fully into the club. They patch you in. So they had a fat setup, man. You walk the So I wasn't allowed to touch the door handle. It was the prospect was supposed to open up the door and close it behind me, right? So I'm going to reach for it, and then he reaches for it quickly, because he would probably got like abused if he didn't do it. So he opens up the door. I walk. Me and my friend Vinny would walk in. I walk in, there's bikes all lined up. I'm talking like Harleys, fucking Kawasaki Ninjas, all types of different bikes. Ridiculous looking, because they have, it was to the right where I parked was the clubhouse, and to the left was their whole shop where they work on their bikes, they work on their cars, stuff like that. So, sorry. So, cigarette out of here. All right, so I walk in. Like I said, boom. All the bikes lined up. It was really badass looking. Long ass bar. Then there was up above. I seen there was kind of like a what's that called? I'm trying to think of in a house the upper part. My God, like a loft sort of area. Where, for instance, if the president wants to sleep there that night, he's gonna do it because he can do whatever the fuck he wants. Or the sergeant at arms, or the vice president, doesn't matter, whoever, you know, any member really could just crash. What's it called? All right, so I see that up there, and whole big bar. So, of course, we sit at the bar. To the right of me, where I'm sitting at the bar, are these whole little cameras. Not cameras looking at me, but they're like the where the cameras were set up all over the building. They were inside. They had it really set up really well. There was these projectors that were showing what you could see from the cameras, and it was like at least six or seven. At least six or eight of them that were all lined up. So the whole time I'm talking to the president, the sergeant at arms who's supposed to be protecting the president is watching these goddamn cameras the entire time. Of course, he's talking to me as well, but the whole time he has his eye on him. It's pretty good. It was interesting. excuse me, my God. I'm all like congested. My mother was sick the other day. I had to like go take care of her. I had to go put a cold rag on her head, make her take aspirin. She was freezing cold. I put a gave her an extra sweater, gave her a hoodie. Scarf. I told her sweat that shit out. All right. Anyways, back to it. So I'm talking to him. Mind you, I'm full into, you know, I wanted to get this thing off and running. Obviously so bad, I was already speaking to a president of a motorcycle club, which is hysterical. So I'm talking to him. I actually brought with me the drawings I had of what the logo I wanted it to be. I wanted our club to be called Redliners. And for the colors, I wanted it to be black and red. I get that. I start talking to him. He's telling me, for one thing, Redliners are already a motorcycle club in Jersey. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, boom, that's it. Initially, bang, the name is gone. But in my head, I'm like, okay, I could still change the name if I really wanted to. Colors, boom, can't use those because it's really difficult, especially for a car club, to get colors with only two colors. You need, like, five colors with a car club. So black and red are, I mean, imagine how common black and red are for a motorcycle club. So boom, there you go. Couldn't use those colors either. So yes, I could have changed the colors. So right then and there, the colors were off the table, and the name was off the table. I'm like, God damn it. Now he starts telling me, you know, how many members do you have? I'm like, honestly, man, it's like just me, my boy Jay, and my boy Anthony. So it was essentially pretty much three of us. He's like, you need nine. I think it was either he said nine or eight. I'm pretty sure nine just to start. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't even have nine friends. not nine close friends, at least. Especially not nine close friends that are into cars that much. So he said you need a president, obviously, which would have been me, of course. Then you need a sergeant at arms. You need a vice president. You need a treasury. That's four. Then you need just at least three, you need two other members, I think, just as regular members. And then you need, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So maybe three regular members. And then you have to have two prospects, like bare minimum. So I'm like, okay. He's telling me all this stuff. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So there's no way this is happening, obviously. So already at this point, I'm like, all right. Then he was like offering to for me to join their club. He was like, dude, he was really cool with me. He was a really nice guy. They do a lot of, they're not as bad as people certainly, people think. They do a lot of charity work, actually. It's more of a brotherhood than it is actually a club, like a motorcycle club, you know what I mean, what everybody's thinking in their head. And same thing with motorcycle clubs. You know how much motorcycle clubs, and I should have actually did the research for it, but motorcycle clubs and car clubs, who actually don't really get along that well, but aside from that, what they do for the community, because they don't want to be hated by the cops and stuff like that, they do a lot of charity work, man. They really, really do. Especially that really big one out in... I could be lying. I'm not sure if it's California. I cannot remember where it is. But they do... I forget what they're called, but essentially they're like guardian angels of kids who are being mistreated poorly or something like that. I forget what it is. Like, basically against like child rapists and shit like that, which is awesome. And they do a lot of charity work. And like I said, most of them do. So anyways, I'm sitting there talking to them. I'm in this odd scenario where this president is sitting in front of me with his cut on. It was badass. He was saying too, he was like, dude, I'll get you a cut, everything, the whole nine. Even if I wanted to start my own motorcycle club, he was going to give me a cut regardless. I was like, dude, that is fucking awesome, man. He barely even knows me. Just because I'm friends with his brother-in-law, he's going to do me, this big of a solid. I don't even know him like that. So, but it was a fairly intimidating scenario, only because once you're in, that's it. If all of a sudden six dudes came out of nowhere, I'm fucked. I'm gonna get beat up, my car robbed. I have no idea what's going on. So I put myself in this scenario. But yet again, like I said, the scenario that I put myself in was safe enough because I knew the president's brother-in-law. So, obviously, I didn't do it. I didn't go through with it because it was so much work. Another thing he was saying is, like, you have to go to these parties and stuff like that, or charitable events, and every member has to pay their dues. It's like a fucking union. It is crazy. There's so much to it. I know some dudes that almost lost their wives and shit because of the clubs, because you really can't miss what's called church. Is when they have their weekly meeting and going over who owes what, if they owe back dues, if they new members, things, any whatever the fuck they're gonna talk about, but they have these, either some are weekly, some are monthly, stuff like that, when they have to go to like I said, what's called church, which is meeting. It's really bizarre and it's so much goddamn work that it just wasn't for me. So when I walked out of there, I was like, all right, that's clearly it's too fucking crazy. And I gave up on that dream instantly. The moment he started telling me about all the members, instantly I was like, okay, it's not happening. And I was never really a big motorcycle rider I've been riding dirt bikes and dirt bikes and quads since I was 6 years old. But put that aside, like motorcycles and shit like that, I was never a big fan of them to really go out and buy one and ride one around. I mean, they're cool, of course, but, you know, a lot of people die on them and shit like that. A lot of my brother's friends have passed away. A couple of friends through friends have passed away due to motorcycle crashes and shit like that. And my friend Sal right now is going through a horrific experience right now because to make a long story short, he pulled the wheelie. You know, of course, it's somewhat his fault, but not really, because he's been riding for... He taught me how to ride, actually. He was pulling a wheelie, and I think his bike stalled or the chain locked up. I cannot think. So he went straight down, put his fucking right foot out, and... wait, is this right or left? Left. Put his left foot out to try to, you know, obviously stabilize himself. And because of the speed and how he was going, how he landed, he broke his tib. And what did he break? What the hell's the biggest bone in your body? Oh my god, something with a fucking F. I can't think of it. It doesn't matter. He broke his tibia, his fibula, femur bone. And he, like, cracked his femur bone or something like that. Oh, my God, that's disgusting. So I seen that shit, like, seriously. well, no. Actually, I didn't see him probably for a little bit because he had 3 or 4 surgeries. But when I finally seen him, he came by my house. He was on, like, crutches and shit, giant cast on, but it was... because of how much plates and screws they had to put in, it has to be cleaned often, so it wasn't a hard cast. It was a hard cast, but it was one of those hard casts where you were able to take it off. So long story short, he goes and takes it off and shows me. I almost threw up on his leg. It was so disgusting. Sorry, but I'm gonna have to give you the visualization because I had to deal with it. So now you have to deal because you're listening to me. You can hit the press skip 15 seconds. But it's not gonna do you any harm, because you don't know what I'm gonna say. You have no idea what I'm gonna say. It was sliced open on the side, disgusting pus coming out of it. Nah, motherfucker, it really was nasty though. But he finally actually just recently went back to the hospital, got all the plates and screws and bolts and all this other shit taken out of his leg. I think he was even saying the other day how his leg literally feels lighter because of how much shit they... I think he had like 19 screws or some shit in his leg, which is crazy to me. Disgusting. So anyways, I don't know what the fuck I'm rambling on about that for. Anyways, that was the end of the show. If you guys want to write in about anything, I hope you liked the intro, by the way. Did you hear the intro? Did you like it? It's simple, right? I just kept it as simple as possible. What did I say? What the fuck did I say? Welcome to Just Being Honest. Welcome to Just Being Honest. But then I put a little something on it. I put a little spunk on it. And then I used what's it called, an effect to drop my voice to make it sound, you know, like it's not me. But I'm telling you anyway. what the fuck am I talking about? Anyways, I love you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. If you want to write in any topic, I'll discuss it. You hear me? I'm rambling about people's goddamn legs chopped in half almost. I don't give a shit. I'll talk about fucking anything. Sorry for that. I hope that didn't hurt your ears. If you want to write in, please write in justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. Again, justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. I'll read it. I've been getting emails, but it's like, I like your show. It's like, cool. That's fucking awesome. But it's like, give me a topic. You know what I mean? Give me something. Like I said, dilemmas. If you have a dilemma, please write in. What's coming up? I'm trying to think of what's the... Memorial Day weekend's coming up. If you don't want to go because your ex-girlfriend's gonna be there because it's mutual friends and you have no idea what to do, write in. I'll fucking tell you what to do. It's justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. And if you are if you are on Podomatic.com, which is Faded Concept. If you're not listening to it on iTunes, you go to Faded Concept, F-A-D-E-D, C-O-N-C-E-P-T, dot Podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C, dot com, and oh, boom, there's my screen. There's my, my whole thing. From there, you can get to my Facebook and my Twitter. And you could also donate to the podcast if you want to on PayPal. But it's I'm not asking for any handouts. But it would help get a screen. It would help get a green screen, right? And I could start getting some YouTube. I'm only kidding. Like I said, I don't ask for no fucking handouts. But all right. Enough of that shit. I'll see you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Week to week, I'm going to try to step it up for you guys, make it as entertaining as possible. And if you want it to be more entertaining, fucking write in. Write in, give me a topic that you're passionate about. I'll do my research, and I'll come back to you with some goddamn info. All right? JustBeingHonestPodcast@gmail.com. JustBeingHonestPodcast@gmail.com. Am I saying that right? Yeah, it's JustBeingHonestPodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, that's the email. Okay, everybody, have a good week, and be good to your mother.